O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for revealing the mysteries of the kingdom to mere children. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus exclaimed, I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden light. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
At the first reading, this Gospel is a bit like the one about asking for anything in my name, it will be granted to you. Does God really answer our prayers? Perhaps as you get older, you may recognize the mysterious way in which God answers our prayers. Sometimes even by weaning us away from our first desire and teaching us to desire something else, something deeper and more lasting. But the promise that if we come to Christ we shall find rest and ease is something which seems to get less likely as we get older. Because our idea of what rest is gets less and less simple. When you're a child, rest is something necessary that comes over you like a disease. It's what happens at the end of the day when you get sent to bed. And certainly for me, I've met many obedient children lately who, when somebody mentions bed, immediately stand up, kiss everybody goodnight, and disappear. I found this so strange. I used to fight very hard not to be sent to bed. I found it very difficult to close down the day. And I'm afraid I still do. Rest is being in the right place. Certainly. You can't rest if you're in motion, if you're travelling, it's very hard to rest. If you're obsessed with something you have to do, then rest will be denied you. And if that happens to be something that you don't think you're going to be able to do, then rest really disappears into the far distance. We're taken from our rest by feeling of guilt. If there is something we should have done or left undone, if there is something troubling us that we're responsible for, we can't rest. And if we feel we have disastrously wasted some part of our life, then there is no peace for us. Above all, I think that loneliness is a great thief of rest, because every human life has these elements in it, and if they're not shared, if they're not communicated and talked over, they can become a tremendous burden. And I think that the bearing of those burdens is what crushes people. The bearing of lonely and insoluble problems, the bearing of griefs and troubles which are beyond our help and other people, they are enough to crush a human being. The world can easily break a human being. A human life, any human life, has enough in it to break a heart. And there is all the difference in the world between that and the life of Christ, which, even though it bears the burden of the cross, even though it bears the whole of the woes and sins of the world, is not a broken life. And the key, the difference, is the upholding presence of God, the ultimate cancellation of loneliness is the sharing of our life with God. And that is the key, the liberating key, which sets us free from our own life's power to break us. Live our life with God. The Israelites knew that with God they could cross the desert. They would be carried on eagle's wings through the waters of the Red Sea and the fire. They would face uncertainty with high hearts as long as they trusted God. And as soon as they forgot God, as soon as they looked to themselves for their salvation, they failed and disastrously failed. And it is the same for us. And we believe that the hand of God within the world has always been present. The Creator has always a relationship with his creatures. And it doesn't matter if you're a Buddhist or a Hindu or anyone else, you are still a creature of God and you have that relationship with him. You have that capacity to your being to relate to him who is the author of your being. But in Jesus Christ, we believe that God entered the world, that God came to be beside us. And so the invitation in today's gospel we see as central to our struggle to find God. Come to me, he says, and I will give you rest. Show them my yoke and learn from me. You will find rest. For my yoke is easy, my burden light. If you have any leisure to pick up the Bible over today, it might be interesting to look through the story of the carrying of the cross in St. Luke's Gospel. In Mark's and Matthew's accounts, it is a dark, tortured progress. But in Luke, something very different happens. Jesus goes through the agony in the garden with special force. Luke has a particular element in it that none of the others does. an angel appeared to minister to him. At the end of the agony, God sends him an angel. And then, from then on, the story of the carrying of the cross is immensely more gentle than it is in the other Gospels. Jesus seems to be sustained by a sense of peace which is growing, and which not only grows in him, but begins to flow from him to the people who are acting in the story. It's in Luke's story that he comforts the women of Jerusalem on his way. He doesn't pass through them as a condemned person, a figure of destruction. He passes through them as a consoler and someone giving direction. In this gospel, he prays for those who are crucifying him. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Softening the horror of the crucifixion. He doesn't say, my God, why have you forsaken me in this gospel? But, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The temple veil is opened, not after his death, but before it, as if to say, God is preparing for a new covenant. And in his last deed on earth, he promises paradise to the repentant thief. That day, Pontius Pilate and Herod became friends, though they had never spoken to one another before. Reconciliation, right on the cross of the one who says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, come to me,